The spirit touched him on the arm and pointed to his younger self intent upon his reading. Suddenly a man in foreign garments, wonderfully real and distinct to look at, stood outside the window with an axe stuck in his belt and leading by the bridle an ass laden with wood. "Why, it's Ali Baba!" Scrooge exclaimed in ecstasy. "It's dear old honest Ali Baba! Yes, yes, I know. One Christmas time, when yonder solitary child was left here all alone, he did come for the first time, just like that. Poor boy! And Valentine," said Scrooge, "and his wild brother Orson, there they go. And what's his name, who was put down in his drawers asleep at the gate of Damascus? Don't you see him? And the Sultan's groom turned upside down by the genie? There he is upon his head. Serve him right, I'm glad of it. What business had he to be married of the princess?" To hear Scrooge expounding all the earnestness of his nature on such subjects in a most extraordinary voice between laughing and crying, and to see his heightened, excited face, would have been a surprise to his business friends in the city, indeed. "There's the parrot!" cried Scrooge. "Green body and yellow tail, with a thing like lettuce growing out the top of his head. There he is. Poor Robin Crusoe," he called him when he came home again after sailing round the island. "Poor Robin Crusoe! Where have you been, Robin Crusoe?" The man thought he was dreaming, but he wasn't. It was the parrot, you know. "There goes Friday, running for his life to the little creek. Oh, hello!" Then, with a rapidity of transition very foreign to his usual character, he said, in pity for his former self, "Poor boy," and cried again.